Town Advisory Board to order. If everyone can stand and join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, to introduce the board today, to my far right, we have Mr. Earl Barbeau. To my immediate left, Mr. Harry Williams. I am your chairperson, Alexandria Malone. To my left, Max Carter. To my far left, Secretary Jill Leva. Our county liaison today, Beatrice Martinez. And from planning, we have...
Brady Bernhardt.
Brady.
And Hunter White, our newest senior planner.
Hunter? Brady and Hunter, thank you. All right, now we will move on to a period of public comment. This is a period of public comment for any comments or questions not related to anything on the agenda, or I'm sorry, excuse me, if it's related to on the agenda, but you're not able to stay for that item. Are there any comments or questions at this time? Seeing none, we'll move on to the approval of the minutes for our last meeting, June 16th. Any questions, comments?
Move to approve.
All right, we have a motion to approve the minutes for our meeting at June 16th. All those in favor?
Aye.
Moving on to the approval of the minutes for today, June 30th, whole combined delete. Do we have anything?
No. Not the minutes, the agenda.
Did I say the minutes?
I move to approve the agenda as printed.
All right, we have a motion to approve the agenda as printed. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Seeing none opposed, motion passes. Any informational items? All right, we'll move on to the planning and zoning portion. First item for the July 19th Planning Commission meeting, application UC220325, Church Baptist New Paradise. Use permits for the following: 1, place of worship; 2, increase height; 3, reduced setbacks; and 4, reduced building separation. Waivers of development standards for the following: 1, reduced height setback; 2, permit access to a local street; 3, reduced parking and 4, landscaping and screening; and 5, alternative driveway geometrics. Design review for a place of worship on 1.1 acres in an RE Rural Estates residential zone, generally located on the southwest corner of Judson Avenue and Walnut Road within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present?
Gary Carlson, architect, 6440 Bristol Way, Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm here representing the client, their architect. So, I haven't seen a staff report. Do you have a copy of the staff report?
There's one over here.
So I brought a copy of the site plan. This building, the existing building, was the existing church, used for some time, and all the property was to be used for parking. This proposal is to add a substantial amount of worship space, do half street improvements and the driveways, and then landscaping buffers on the perimeter, as well as a security fence. Across the street, to the north, is an LDS ballpark, an LDS church up the street. A kitty corner is a Jehovah's Witnesses developed church. And landscaping wise, meeting what the county requirements are for landscaping on the street and at the perimeter of the property. So I'll be glad to answer any questions. Plus, let's show you a picture. This is what the addition will look like. Can I answer any questions?
Okay. All right, we will move on to questions and comments from the public on this item. Seeing none, questions and comments from the board?
Madam Clerk, can you
read?
Mm-hmm. Harry?
Did you read the sheriff and staff comments there?
I'm trying to see if I can find it.
Harry, what was your question?
I did have a quick question, but I think the picture helped me because I think you were asking for a height to go up higher.
Well,
and I just wanted to ask.
Just, it's the spire that the so.
Right, but I just wanted to make sure, was that does that have lighting on it, or is it just?
No.
It has no lighting or anything like that? Okay.
No.
Can you explain use permit request number 4, the sheds?
Oh, the sheds?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The church currently is involved in a food bank situation then for years. And in the back corner, there's two temporary container structures that they would house dry goods in. Currently, they've used those as for refrigerated. But this addition will replace that with a refrigerated area as part of the building. So this is only for dry goods. People come through the property, they pick up food, drive on, and sometimes it's going to be 50, 60, 70 cars.
And that's existing?
They're temporary. They're gonna,
but it exists right now?
Yeah, we're going to replace them on a concrete pad.
Okay.
Near the fence. Back in the corner.
So it would have a pad, would it have an enclosure? Would it look like a trash enclosure?
We're going to paint them. So it's not like a trash enclosure, it's a metal container you see on ships.
So they become permanent. Well, I mean, so you're saying they're temporary, but they're going to
You're just going to set them down and use them for dry goods. At some point in time, maybe if their practice changes, some churches have done this for a while, and then all of a sudden they decide it's not to happen. So.
The waiver is to reduce the separation. It's supposed to be 6 feet between structures, and those to zero, not to make it.
So I don't understand that separation request. Is that explained in the staff?
Yeah, it's actually recommended for denial just based on the code. Yeah.
Landscaping, floor plan, signage. So did you say it was number 4 you were asking about?
Use permit number 4.
Okay, the plans they picked two sheds, which are metal containers painted next to each other, located on the northeast, the southwest corner of the site. On the plans, it appears that the site could be adjusted to allow the sheds with the required 6-foot building separation. Okay, so we have, right now we show 7 feet.
No, right now they're right next to each other.
Oh,
so
I see.
So the separation is 0.
Oh, they have to be.
Yeah, but that's why I asked about it, to understand why.
Okay.
Yeah,
we did not understand that. I've never seen the comments here. So if they want us to separate the containers, we'll do one of two things. We'll separate them or eliminate one.
Well, I mean, you've already replied for the waiver. Does anyone have an issue with that aspect of it?
I was just going to say that this one's got a lot of problems, and it's one that really they need to go back and have a discussion with planning on. I don't see with this many issues with planning and zoning that we can take in. There's just too many, and they need to be addressed.
Well, he hasn't seen your complaint yet, so if you can
imagine,
this is even advanced.
Yeah. And when is this supposed to be heard?
The 19th.
The 19th. Do we have another meeting before then?
On the 14th, but I believe that.
Is that enough time to get him in front of the, if he comes back the 14th?
If they're able to meet with their planner, and I would recommend that they meet with their commissioner as well.
Yeah. Because either we hold it, or I don't see any way we can do anything other than a recommend a denial.
Yeah.
And let it go to the Planning Commission, and hopefully even straighten it out before you get to the Planning Commission. Because, you know, we're just a recommendation.
I understand that. But you have a meeting on the 14th?
Yes, we do.
That gives us a chance to talk to Al Laird and try to straighten out a couple of these things. So we're going to do that, just hold it.
Okay.
We'll come back on the 14th.
I move that we hold this till the 14th.
All right, we have a motion to hold this, this item. All those in favor?
All right.
Seeing none opposed, application is held.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. All righty, for the July 19th Planning Commission meeting, application WS220308, Red Leaf Management LLC, waivers of development standards for the following: one, reduced setbacks; two, reduced parking; and three, reduced throat depth. Design review for a multiple family residential building on 0.5 acres in an R3 multiple family residential zone, generally located on the north side of Cedar Street, 430 feet east of Mojave Road within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present? It'll actually face you the way it is on there. Yeah.
So like this?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And the name and address for the record.
Micaiah Magdalena, or for the project?
Just for the record.
Micaiah Magdalena.
What's the last name?
Magdalena.
Okay.
And then address?
Of
the business as well.
4310 Cameron Street.
Okay.
We're proposing a new 8-unit apartment complex building, and we have we met all the setbacks that are required for the building wise. We're just requesting a reduced setback from where the trash enclosure is, because it encroaches on that rear 20-foot setback, and then it also the 50-foot setback that's required from residential as well. But we need all of landscape requirements. Sorry, guys. Those that are all met. And then we're asking for a waiver for the parking, visitor parking as well, because we are required to provide two stalls, and we were only able to provide one of the stalls up there so that we could keep the trash enclosure from the corner.
Is that it?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. All right, moving on. Are there any questions or comments from the public on this item? Seeing none, moving on to questions and comments from the board.
On the trash enclosure, is there anywhere else you could put it?
It would be kind of hard, because we tried to put it up here in the corner so it would be more viable for the, what is it, trash people to come in. But we were told that we would get denied if we put it there, so that's why we moved it to the back. Yes. And it'd just be one straight shoot in the back end.
However, based on the report, though, the staff did make a recommendation that it could be actually somewhere else. Did you guys even look at somewhere else, or was
it? Would be hard, because so each side is residential, so we would have to be 50 foot 50 foot and 50 foot, so right. That would throw us into the center of our site, and you wouldn't really want to walk into the front of a trash enclosure before you're walking into your house.
But is there anywhere where the reduction would be less than the 90% reduction that you're requesting? Because you're requesting 5 feet.
Correct. 5.5 feet.
5 feet away, right?
Yeah. Yes.
So regardless, you're asking for the waiver.
Yes.
What's directly behind?
Back here is a RV, like trailer park. Not RV, but trailer park.
And it abuts, oh, so it's right up against it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah.
Planning was fine with it over there, because at first we were showing it here, but they would recommend us to move it from being up front right there.
Planning denied it.
What if you move
we
it?
Have we have planned denying that up.
Yes, we also have they commented there. So we were showing it there, but then we had to move it. We moved it to there.
If you move it
there here and over here?
We would end up losing parking stalls, so we would have to do
it. Yeah, but you'd be getting three more.
I don't think you'd be able to fit three more. You'd probably only be able to get one more stall.
Okay.
And then you'd be taking two more away if you put it to the other side. Because you have a 5-foot strip thing on your spot.
Yeah, let the Planning Commission figure out about that.
Yeah. I feel like with the size of the lot, you know.
Yeah, because it's, you know, I can't figure it out.
This is a nice sized lot, and I'm just looking at the structure of the building and finding out if, I mean, how many bins are you, I mean, how many trash bins are you required to have in there?
The two.
It's just two? And then what's behind there again? What'd you say is behind it?
It's a trailer park.
Yeah, he's got a Earl's got a picture there.
I had pulled it up on my iPad and I couldn't remember what was.
You see the residences are right behind that wall.
Yeah, the residences are right behind. I mean, my only issue really for me would be that you have a trash bin right on the back wall of someone's, at least two trailers here, based on the map, and based on where you want to sit this, it actually would be between three residential places where you have trash bins up against the wall by their residence.
The rule is 50 feet, and they want to be like 5 feet.
Yeah.
So I think if we could push it up a little bit more, just to where that door kind of doesn't hit the car parking. We'd probably gain, I think, maybe like 6 more feet, and then we could put some landscaping behind there.
It appears that it's about two spaces. So if he's transferred those two spaces and moved it over here in the corner, so not down here, but up there in the corner,
mm-hmm.
And then you get 2 or 3 more spaces up there.
But can you move this? I guess you have it end up here.
Yeah.
Because it's in
that corner.
Yeah, you gotta respect that parking.
Move it over 4 or 5 feet.
Those two spots there.
In front of the apartment complex?
Yeah, well, your apartments are here.
Correct.
You have parking here, right?
Yep.
Can you move this here over to here? And then be able to get through two spaces?
No, because you see how you have that gutter that's right through there? Sorry, right back, right here? Yes, so you'd have to respect.
Yeah,
can you stop it right there?
Yes, you can. You wouldn't, I could see what you get.
We could pick up enough to add an extra space that way by removing the garbage cans from here and moving it down here somewhere?
Possibly.
So I think we all have an issue with the trash enclosure, which is what the what planning had requested or had suggested denial. So it sounds like we're pretty close to staff recommendation.
Yeah, I move to deny per staff recommendations, and you can tell by the conversation when you go in front of the Planning Commission, try to have a solution worked out. But again, ours is just a recommendation.
No, yes,
so that's what I move to deny.
Deny the one?
Just deny the trash enclosure.
Okay.
Approve everything. Thank you for that. I was thinking all or nothing. Approve it per staff recommendations with a denial on waiver of development standards 1.
What's the recommendation to deny that?
I think it's just deny the trash bin, but accept the one.
Everything.
The parking was from 16 to 15, I believe.
Yes.
Ooh. And that was
were one stall short.
One stall short.
What staff wrote was approval of waiver of development standards 2 and 3, mm-hmm. And design review,
yes.
Denial of development standards 1.
Right.
So that's exactly what.
Yep. That's what I move.
Yep.
Okay, we have a motion to approve waivers of development standards 2, 3, and the design review, and deny waiver of development standard 1. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Seeing none opposed, motion so passes. Thank you so much. All right, any general business? Nope. All right, moving on to comments by the general public. Seeing none, our next meeting date is Thursday, July 14th, and we are adjourned.
And I won't be here. Everyone. 14th to the 14th. I'm gone July 14th till August 14th.
Okay.